from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
8:02 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris is out. He will be back tomorrow. Our barbershop topic of the day. Let's take a look, all right? We got Sir Anthony Dominguez and Christian Pache for Austin Hayes. Mm-hmm. You get Zach Eflin for prospects. I say prospects, and you don't know who those guys are. You get Trevor Rogers for Kyle Stowers and Connor Norby. You get Eloy Jimenez for Bag of Balls. You don't rub the
like
mud on them
balls.
Yet. Yeah, I know you do. And you get Gregory Soto for Seth Johnson. You also had a minor league trade in there as well, mm-hmm. for a guy who was probably going to get Rule 5 next year because he wouldn't have room on a 40-man roster for him. So you save that Rule 5 situation. So my question to you is this, Jeremy. How do you trade? How do you grade Mike Elias leading up to the trade deadline?
So I think this is a little bit more difficult than most people do. I'll give him a B because you didn't make the big splash, and I think that's really what people wanted. But it ain't about what people want. It's about doing this the right way. And all things considered, if the asking price was what the rumors were out there that they wanted one or two or even more prospects of their big prospects to get Scooble or Crochet, it's a tough sell for me to send two of those guys and even three of those guys for Scooble as good as he is. Uh-huh. As a guy's had Tommy John surgery twice. I mean, if you're going to look at the negative side, you want to look at the positive side. He's the best pitcher in the American League right now with Corbin Burns right there with him. So you could have had 1A and 1B, if you want to call it that, in your rotation. But, you know, you're still going to miss out on... You have so much control over these three prospects. And if these three prospects end up being what they think they're going to be, and I don't think this is like the long shot because they're so close right now, then I don't think people would make that trade if they end up, you know, hitting what we expect. Mm-hmm. So I just think it's a little unfair because the market, we didn't see a big splash from anyone. So for what they did, I think it's solid.
Why do you think we didn't see that?
I think the asking price was too high. I think the Padres screwed everything up. You remember when Deshaun Watson got paid, what did every team in the league in the NFL go?
You screwed it up.
And what the hell are you doing? You're going to mess it up for everybody. And it's not going to work out for you. And you screwed it up for everyone else. The Padres gave up three premium prospects. And you might even say four. But three definitive prospects that are all playing at the major league level right now to go get Juan Soto for a year and a half. You know, when you start comparing war and all the things that they mean to a team, and if all that stuff means something to you, maybe it doesn't add up as much for Scooble as getting Juan Soto, who's an everyday player. But, you know, like, I get it. You can ask for whatever you want. We were trying to see if the Tigers were going to budge. The only thing I have an issue with is that I think fans overvalued Norby and Stowers here when they weren't going to play.
I don't think they overvalue them. I think they want to hold on to as much as they can because of depth. Until they realize players get disgruntled, they don't want to be here because of depth. I know the process that it takes to get to this level, And I'm telling you, I'm happy for Stowers and Norby. I'm happy for those guys because I knew those guys weren't better. They weren't graded higher than the other prospects we have. They were just going to get stuck. Let them go. Let them go somewhere else and prove what they're all about. I would like to get my real grade for this trade is an incomplete. That's what it is. Because I don't know. I don't know who these guys are that we got back in return other than Zach Eflin. However, for the sake of the exercise, you needed a right-handed and a left-handed starter. Am I right?
Yep.
You needed the back of the bullpen guy. You got that, right?
Yep.
Soto's left-handed, right?
Yeah, Soto's.
So you got right-handed and left-handed bullpen help. And also, because of the help you got in the rotation, you were able to move someone, Albert Suarez, to the bullpen where he is probably better served there.
Again, go look at his numbers in the bullpen. I know it's not a huge sample size, but it's really good.
And you know, you don't have to look at the numbers. You know what he does. He's better served for the bullpen. I'll give him a B+. I will. I'll give him a B+. And that grade can move up if the guys they brought in are effective. I'll give him a B+ because they addressed every need. And in a trade market without big moves, why am I grading them so harshly for the lack of big moves? No, it's not like, well, they made big moves. We didn't. Jazz Chisholm may have been the biggest move of the trade deadline. Was it Jazz Chisholm or Jack Flaherty? Which one do you think?
Oh, man.
Was there one bigger than them?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think the Eflin deal is very underrated in getting a pitcher like that back. People are going to look at it and look at his numbers from this year and, you know, go, oh, that's...
If the Yankees had gotten Zach Eflin, people in Baltimore would be pissed off that we didn't get Zach Eflin.
Yeah.
We get Zach Eflin, people will be pissed off. Why don't we get somebody bigger?
You know, the only two things that I question are the two right-handed bats that they got in Austin Slater. And I understand Austin Slater is an outfielder, good defensive guy. You know, you can bat him anywhere in the lineup. Watched him with the Giants for many years before he's moved on to some of these other teams. The other thing with Eloy Jimenez, like, I don't know. He's just a guy that I've watched for the past couple years, and I've gone, man, I'd have been really disappointed if that guy was on my team. And some of it's injuries, some of it's, you know, like, it is what it is. But those are the two that I'd like to hear from him outside of we needed a right-handed bat of why they got those guys.
Because I think Eloy Jimenez is here in August because you don't want to bring, for the better part of August, because you don't want to bring Kobe Mayo up.
If that's the answer, I'm fine with it.
I think once Kobe Mayo comes up, Eloy's going to lose some at-bats, and you're going to see which one of those guys is better served for you
on your playoff roster.
In your playoff roster, because neither one of those guys are known for the gloves. Although I think Mayo may be better gloved than Eloy, and that's not hard to do. You and I are better gloves than Eloy.
It just hurts me watching Eloy run, and that's a sad thing. Have you seen me run? Because that hurts me too.
Hurts you to run.
Yeah, though. But like, all right, so the other parts of this too, to just throw in here real quick, Rob, I do think the moves you made are going to better yourself for the playoffs. I don't think anybody got anything in the American League that really put them over the top. I think the best piece that someone got may actually end up being the Astros getting Yusei Kikuchi.
Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't say Kikuchi. Thank you. It's not going to be the same if you don't say it. Like, I think he has the potential to be a fairly good pitcher for them, especially in that grouping that they have him with. But other than that, I still feel confident in this team going into the postseason. I think the Phillies, on paper, are the best team in baseball. But that's on paper, so we shall see.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Want to hear from you? I just got two of my friends just text me. One said C+, one said B. I'm like, what? Oh, yeah. You're grading. you're answering the question. All right, I got you now. I'm sorry. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We want to hear from you right now. How do you grade the Baltimore Orioles leading up to the trade deadline? Namely, Mike Elias. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 8:15 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Yeah.
How do you grade Mike Elias leading up to the trade deadline? What grade do you give him? I gave him a B+. You gave him a B.
I gave him a B. Like, they improved the team, but they didn't make the splash that a lot of fans wanted. And I'll say this again. I'm not even trying to be rude to people. I'm glad I'm not doing it, but I'm definitely glad these GMs all over social media aren't making the trades, because we wouldn't have a farm system
Don on Twitter says, I give it a solid B because this was a tune-up for a roster that needed some work.
I think that's it. I mean, look, they had two starters, which maybe people aren't enamored with the names, fine. But they also lost Bradish, Means. You know, you've made some signs. The Cole Irvin signing did not work out. You know, like you're looking at some of the young guys that you thought maybe could come up and help at some point. And then the fact that Craig Kimbrell's struggling. Like, the one swing and a miss for me, unless they feel like he's on the roster with the trades they've made, is getting the closer that you want. Like, mm-hmm. Do you trust Soto? Because I mentioned to you, this bullpen is better with the pieces they added from Philly, but we still have the back end of the Phillies bullpen that blew it last year with Soto, Dominguez, and Kimbrell.
JP says on Twitter, I'll give it a solid B, a C plus, B minus, because they didn't get a bona fide ace, high-end reliever, or substantial right-handed bat. They did improve, however, that much is clear. See, I don't think no one wanted them to get a bona fide ace. They got a bona fide ace. And they got a guy who, in my opinion, is ace-ish in Grayson Rodriguez. I wanted them to get a guy who was a good number three.
Yeah, but we talked about it. Like, the people that wanted him to get Scooble, there were a lot of people that wanted Scooble. It has to be attractive to have the two guys at the front of your rotation that are leading for Cy Young voting in the American League. But again, it's the asking price. And maybe Elias will tell us what they were asking for. But I think if you look at what the Padres gave up for Tanner Scott and some other teams gave up, even the Dodgers for Flaherty, but that's a rental. You start looking at some of those and you're going, man, I wonder what the asking price was. Because it wasn't just like, there are some fans going, what do you want for Scooble? And then when they finish talking, it's like, deal. Not even listening to what they're saying because they want Scooble so bad.
Let's go to Kevin, who is in Edgewater. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
Good morning.
Morning.
Good, good. Actually, so I agree with you, Rob. I think B-plus is a great grade for it because the Eflin deal, what would that have cost if we waited another few days? You know what I mean? I mean, you're looking at the Kikuchi trade. They gave up a lot, and Tanner Scott, they gave up a lot. So I don't think we gave up that much for Eflin, and I think it was a great trade. Now, then again, I thought the Flaherty trade was great last year, but, you know, that didn't work out. But I do think the Eflin trade is great. The only trade that I question, like you, Jeremy, is the Eloy Jimenez, because yeah. The 20 Chicago White Sox fans are having like a parade right now because he's gone.
I mean, 20 fans.
I hope they sent his hamstrings with him, whatever's left of him.
The 20 Chicago White Sox fans.
By the way, did they win last night? The White Sox? That's 16
in a row. Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's a bad team.
So that's a good point, though. If Eflin is backed up to yesterday, it may cost you more.
I mean, like,
I didn't even think about that.
I'm not telling you Eflin is Scooble or any of these guys.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's solid.
He's proven.
He doesn't walk guys. And I'm not even taking anything. To me, like that first start when the Orioles score all those runs, almost pitching kind of the contact. But there was also the error that led to the home run. You know, like I thought it was a really good start. People are going, well, he gave up 10 hits. He ain't walk anybody. Like, I'm fine with what he did. And I think in this ballpark, it's going to work out. And I think Trevor Rogers is going to be better than what people think. I'm not telling you he's going to be an ace or anything like that, but he's going to be better than what you think.
Tori on Twitter says, C, in parentheses, but Elias knows a lot more than I do. Let's go back to Edgewater and get Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how we doing, fellas?
Doing good. Well. How are you?
Good, good. I'm happy. I give him a solid B. You know, you didn't mortgage the future. You didn't go all in. And we got strengthened the starting rotation. You definitely strengthened that bullpen. And you got a couple bats. I like Dominguez from what I've seen the couple games he's pitched. So I think we're going to be fine. I think, you know, if you trade everything for Scooble and Scooble goes down with an injury in September and everybody's going to be, you know, the ship sinking because now you're really screwed.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Appreciate that.
The only problem I'd say with that, it's hard to play the what-if game. What if he did this? What if he did that? You know, what if Bradish didn't get hurt? You know, what if he was pitching like he pitched last year, and then you have arguably the two best ERAs in the American League?
What if he's pitching like he was pitching this year before he got hurt?
The same thing.
You still have it. Yeah, he was pretty good. You know, I just saw this happen on TV. It's got to be a horrible feeling. We saw it in Baltimore. We just didn't know what was happening if you were in the stadium, in the lineup. Middle of the game, you get pulled. Man, you got to go back to the hotel, pack your bags, bro.
Having a Justin Turner, right?
Yeah. You got traded. That's got to be. I remember in the middle of the game, back when I was a young 20s maybe, I was watching, I think it was the Orioles-Oakland A's. I think they were playing the Oakland A's. They were playing the Orioles. It was definitely an Oakland A's game, but I think they were playing the Orioles. When Jose Canseco got pulled in the outfield, told to come in while he was in the outfield, he's been traded.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, what about the rumors that started with Wilmer Flores when he was on the Mets and he was crying, and then he ended up not getting traded?
Yeah.
Like, that whole thing. I'm glad you brought up Justin Turner, because there were two things that happened yesterday. There was somebody that got hit in the Red Sox game, and Turner, was it the Red Sox game? Turner was playing first base, and he's trying to calm him down. Yeah, it was Rafaela. Rafaela got hit by a pitch, and it was nasty. It looked like his elbow, like, caught him on the elbow, and it looked like Turner was trying to calm him. That wasn't intentional, you know, he was coming inside, blah, 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 blah. But the Turner thing, when he got traded, I saw somebody had a parlay that they put together with a couple of home runs, total bases. They needed him to get two total bases. He got a single and then got pulled from the game.
Oh.
He loses his parlay, and that's the only part of the parlay he missed. It was like a 17 parlay. That's just brutal, man.
Only you would know that, though. Let's go to Bob in Timonium. What's up, Bob?
Hey, how you doing, Rob?
Where you been?
Oh, man, I'm in and out of four different counties, and I can't get you on the radio too good, and I got all kind of other apps on my phone right here, but I'm going to get it straight.
All right. We'll give you an excuse today. What's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, how you doing today, white boy?
I'm all right, man. I've seen better days, but today I'm fine.
All right, buddy. Hang in there. Hey, listen, man. I think the GM did a really good job. I didn't agree with going after Scoble. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is they kept my favorite player, Cedric Mullins. And I'm happy about that. And there's a reason why that guy's the GM, and I'm driving a dump truck, right?
Yeah. Hey, Bob, thanks a lot.
And Bob,
wait a minute, time out. Joe.
Did Bob just say,
how you doing, white boy?
Yeah.
Did he just say that?
Can you isolate that and just bring that back anytime I'm introduced?
There's only one of you in there.
When he said that, I'm like, yeah, he just said it with emphasis.
It's okay.
White. Like Hank Hill.
I played basketball.
White.
I thought he was about to spit.
Yeah, you've probably gotten that a lot over the years.
I played basketball my whole life, and I was the minority in basketball, so it's fine. White boy got said a lot around me, so I'm used to it. That's probably the nicest one.
You got scored on by that white boy. You got that a lot, too, didn't you?
Yeah, you'll get cooked, too. Come on over and get some. We serve everybody. Everybody gets served here. Doesn't matter who you are. Don't be fooled by this round body. I will still cross your ass over. Sorry, I haven't played ball in like 5 years.
World of Stupid with Jeremy Carter, 8:45. But on the other side, we'll get Ryan Ripken's grade on his trade deadline for the Baltimore Orioles. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Fan. 8:32 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris is out today. He will be back tomorrow.
This is probably the song I'd go on the Soul Train line, like right down.
Yeah, you ain't going to no Soul Train line. Joining us right now for Baltimore's Baseball Tonight, he is Ryan Ripken. What's up, Ryan?
Not much. Happy, well, there is much, but happy Wednesday. And maybe Jeremy, you know, yeah. I could see it.
If I can't get to the Soul Train line, can I go to Soul Bowl with you?
Hey. Sure.
Let's go. Let's make it happen.
See how he hesitated? He's all for you going to the Soul Train line, but when it came time to Soul Bowl, no. He came to his senses.
Yeah.
No, I don't want you traveling with me.
We'll just see if his phone cuts out when I ask a bad question again.
It's ready.
Hey, Ryan, I don't trust the man. When he goes to the bathroom in my house, I'll make him keep clapping his hands the whole time.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
If I don't hear you clapping your hands, man.
You're worried about what's happening.
Hey Ryan, yeah. The trade deadline is coming gone, man. If you could give the Orioles a grade, what grade would you give them?
So right now, I would give like a solid B, right? And the thing is, this is contingent on a trade never is going to be able to be fully understood until the next couple of years, especially what the Orioles have done. You know, when you look at the starting pitchers that they acquired, you know, and then going and getting Trevor Rogers, on paper right now, he's had his struggles this year. He's pitched better over his last 11 starts, but this is a guy that has team control. What's it going to look like the rest of this season? What's it going to look like moving forward, right? You know, they if you ask yourself, did they get better from before the deadline to now, I'd say yes. You know, they added pieces that made their rotation better. They added pieces that made their bullpen better. The Eloy deal was pretty shocking to me, mm-hmm. I'll say that. So, you know, I still think the one thing, and I know I understand why they didn't do it, but you know, another high-end reliever was something I would have loved to see. But if Tanner Scott had that much that was traded for him for a rental, I can understand why that the Orioles didn't want to go get it. But they filled up positions of need. Now it's just going to be, can those guys execute? Because I wouldn't say there was any – there wasn't any sexy move that they made, but they did get better as a whole. So now you got to see how that works. That's why I give the B.
Yeah, and we'll have to see how like everything just plays out. Like, who are the guys that are going to be in the bullpen? We were talking about the Eloy Jimenez trade, and in my mind, I'm going, okay, is he going to kind of bridge that gap until Kobe Mayo gets caught up, and then they make the decision in September which one of these guys do you want on your roster as your possible right-handed bat, DH, whatever. But you know, like as you look at that, that's the same thing I said. Like, I'm happy with the Trevor Rogers trade. I'm happy for the two guys to get everyday playing time. Mm-hmm. But the Eloy Jimenez trade is the one that kind of caught me off guard.
For sure, and also exactly about being happy for Norby and Stowers. At some point, you were going to have to give them up. And people saying, "Well, are you overpaying?" Well, you know, Stowers' value right now for what it was, and I like Stowie a lot, but for Stowie and Norby, even though people can see their potential, they're still unproven at this moment at the big league level, right? So that's the way it is. That's how the market was set. I'm really excited for them to have a chance. Now, for Eloy, it's just a couple things. One, you know, the White Sox offload, you know, a player that they were looking to move. he hasn't stayed healthy. Like, that's the biggest thing for me with Eloy over his career. He's only played more than 120 games twice in his big league career. He's not moving as well as he used to. So, really, it looks like he would be playing more DH to me than outfield now.
Yeah.
Time will tell, right? So, that just was, if they were going to get a veteran bat, that just wasn't the one that I was expecting. But here's the upside. If Eloy can stay healthy and he can feel that, being revived, joining a contending team, the dude can hit. Like, he's proven he can hit. That's why he got the contract. It's now, can he stay healthy and be consistent with that? And if he can, then the Orioles are going to look like geniuses. But that's my hesitation right now.
I can see that also. That 100%. Ron Ripken joining us. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ryan, with the additions to the pitching staff, that means that rotation is going to change a little bit. And Jeremy and I were talking, man. I mean, you look at that rotation, all of a sudden, Albert Suarez, in my opinion, he's much more valuable in that bullpen. The guy has a 95-plus mile-an-hour fastball. If he can just go off for one inning and just let it rip, I think all of a sudden his value comes up a little bit.
Yeah, and actually, I thought he's had some good moments when he's had to come out of the pen too, right? And, then it can be more focused. And with his fastball cut combo, yeah, let him throw 95s and maybe get up to 97 there. And he's going to give the Orioles the ability to have some length if they need it as well because he's built up. So I like it a lot. Again, this was something when we look at it, did the Orioles create flexibility with this trade deadline? Yes. Did they possibly put some guys in better situations? Yes. So I agree with you. And you know what? I think Albert can pitch in tough situations. But it's definitely a role. At least I'll say this. Albert, still having Albert on your team is going to allow you, if anything were to go wrong as far as more injuries, you still got him right there, a veteran that you can go out there and throw and start a game, but a guy that understands, hey, you need me in the pen, I can do it. So I like that because one thing that I just alluded to, it was evident the Orioles' depth was still an issue. And I like the young guys with McDermott and Povich, but those guys are going to have growing pains this year. And when you're going to be down the stretch with the pennant race, I feel like they feel more comfortable having a guy like Albert that can do both than calling up one of the rookies.
Flip side to this real quick, Ryan, is as a former player like you are, you've been in the locker room, you shared times with guys, and I'm sure, sometimes you take it personal when things happen with that. And I'm starting to experience that because a little joke for me. I get it for the baseball and the business side of it, but it hurt me a little bit to see Cole Irvin get DFA'd. Good guy. The guys when you start building relationships with, hard to see him go.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Cole's beloved in there. Truly beloved in there, and this is that business side of it. And I was when it happened, I was breaking it down on my own show, the Ryan Ripken show, and I thought, that looked like there was going to have to be the move because of the lefty, the situation with the pen arms, and it stings, and I think that players, the longer you're in it, Rob, understand this is the part of it, and you got to live with that, even if it hurts. I talked to Trey Mancini last week, and Trey was saying it was such a hard moment, bittersweet, because you saw that the Orioles were coming out of it. This is the place that you started your career, and then it's over. It's gone. It's not like the guys aren't going to see you, but that moment that you had is no longer going to be the same, and I'm happy Trey went on to win a World Series, but that's something that the players are going to have to deal with. But the longer you're in it, the more that you become accustomed to moments just like that, things can change.
Hey, Ryan, and by the way, that Trey Mancini interview was great, and love the fact that you guys were talking about Mo Gabba and keeping that name alive. Just great stuff. But piggybacking off of kind of what you were talking about with some of the moves that are made, I think the biggest move, at least in my opinion, might end up being Jackson Holliday getting called up.
Yeah, how about that? That snuck in there, by the way. And also, Jeremy, that's why we brought Trey on. We wanted him to talk about Mo because the impact, and I'm about the community and the legacy that people leave. Absolutely. And Mo fits that, and it's just so cool to see his name and legacy live on. With Jackson Holliday now,
Yeah, how about that? Just getting snuck in there in a second. It was, oh, he's scratched, and then he's on his way up. And, you know, I'm excited for him, you know, and obviously seeing now with everything with Jorge Mateo, you know, that whole situation, you know, Jackson's going to get chances, you know. And the one thing for me is making sure he's feeling good defensively, elbow-wise. Obviously, I don't think they make the move if he doesn't. And maybe this time the pressure will be a little bit off, you know, and he can just kind of go out there and make a run at this. You know, he's such a talented player, and I don't think I know he's going to figure it out. Let me put it that way. But, again, do I still expect he'll have some struggles? Absolutely. But I think that failure was needed for him. He seemed to have found himself again in the rhythm. Now it's just, when the moment rises again, can you go out there, stay relaxed, and show everyone why you are considered by many people to still be the number one prospect in baseball?
There he is, Ryan Ripken. Ryan, tell us all about your podcast, man.
Just do the Ryan Ripken Show Monday, Thursdays, and then when the trade deadline, I think we did it for like 5 hours yesterday. So, and when I'm not doing that, I'm, you know, bothering you guys on here and doing Baltimore baseball tonight on 105.7 The Fan.
You're the man. Thanks a lot, Ryan.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. You know, one thing I forgot, my buddy Ben just texted me. I lost complete sight of. There's another acquisition in September.
What's that?
Danny Gloom.
Yeah, yeah. That's just going to make that bullpen
Danny Gloom. I forgot all about that. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Jeremy Kahn's daily line at 9:30. Like, we can't get enough of Jeremy Kahn, right? Because up next, we get stupid with him.
By the way, I just read someone that says next time somebody wants to quit, ask them, are you a James McCann or a James McCant? I thought you'd like that. All right, World of Stupid. Going to be interesting today is we're going to talk about one of my favorite things. It's people waking up with different accents. We've done this before, but there's a brand new one. I think this stuff is hilarious. I wish it would happen to me. We're going to talk about a Texas Christian radio host who ran a Ponzi scheme. Surprise, surprise. Ponzi scheme targeting older people.
That ain't fair, man.
Yeah.
That ain't fair, man.
Prison and he got sentenced to life in prison. We'll talk about it. It's bad. And then also a man that ate a barbecue sandwich in Kansas and ended up in the hospital, but it wasn't because of the barbecue. I'll explain when we come back in the World of Stupid. All right, two tickets to see comedian Gary Owen on November 2nd at the Hall at Live Maryland. Live at Maryland. It makes sense. It's also live at Maryland Live Casino. Courtesy of C3 Presents. Tickets are on sale now. Must be 21 or older to attend. 410-583-1057. Caller number 5. I always like to go with 5. I think it makes Joe work just enough to get this done. All right, let's start with this story about... Look, barbecue is like kind of a staple in the Midwest, right? In the South, too. Man's driving home from work, and he goes, you know what? I want a barbecue sandwich and some brisket. Stops off and eats it. Next thing he knows, his wrist is itching. He can't settle himself
down. Barbecue sandwich and some brisket?
Yeah, that's what he got. He got himself. He had a hanker. And this is a guy that's in fairly decent shape, too. So it wasn't like just going in there pounding meat. Sounds
weird.
Wow. All right, so what happened with this guy? He got so sick, he actually fell into anaphylactic shock, and they were trying to figure out what was going on. They were going to have to give him an EpiPen. He was bit by a tick prior to this, and this specific tick bite produces something in your body that actually makes you so sick to certain things you would normally put in your body. This tick bite puts, essentially it has the same kind of molecules that like sheep's and cow's blood has. But the weird thing about this tick bite is that it's going to make something. It doesn't necessarily have to be red meat like this guy. It's going to attack your body. It's going to feel like it shouldn't be in there. So he'd been eating. He said a lot of like meats that he's had caused him to be really sick.
Right.
He can't have red meat now because of that tick bite. He lives in Kansas in a landlocked state. It's not easy to get great fish, shrimp, seafood.
Right.
But he said if he wants meat, that's the only thing he can eat right now. And I don't know how long this thing's going to last. But it's an AGS case is what they call it. And AGS is it has to do with the alpha gal, which is part of, basically from the tick bite and what it's putting in your system.
I guess what they run tests to find out.
Yeah. And it said aside from avoiding beef, pork or lamb and even some rotisserie chicken, AGS.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Not only can I not eat a steak, I can't eat a rotisserie chicken.
Nope.
That's all I eat.
AGS has caused reactions to other foods that come from mammals. And again, I don't know what it is about this bite going into your body. It affects anything you're getting from mammals. So it could be, you could be getting dairy, not you, but you know, and have that affect you just like this meat does with this guy. Really weird situation. Look at this tick too.
Joe has a winner, folks. You can stop calling now. Joe has a winner.
Oh, no. He just told me in my ear he does not have
a winner.
He has a winner. Please keep calling.
You know what's funny?
No.
I recognize one of the names on this call screen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So if you called in before earlier in the day and already have your info in there, I can see you too. It resets after 24 hours, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to this story. This is a Texas Christian radio host.
Here we go.
His mistress.
Bull crap.
Sentenced to life in prison in a $1 million Ponzi scheme that targeted senior citizens. This is, and by the way, it's the mistress that started this, but I think he's linked to it too. Texas Christian radio host, The Money Doctor, was sentenced to life in prison for her role in a Ponzi scheme that saw the two lovers steal $31 million.
Wait a minute. He said the mistress, so why is now two lovers?
Because he was involved too, but she's the one. They believe that she was the head of this, but he's obviously involved as well. $31 million, Rob. They took from nearly 200 retirees. This is why I hate some of these people. And I don't mean this to make like somebody to think this is all Christians are bad or something like that. But we've seen this from these, what do you want to call them? The
televangelists.
Yeah, televangelists. And I hate these guys simply because I talked about Gray Hair Granny, right? And the little Indian guy she hooked up with the other day. She got just duped by this. She was sending money. She lived by herself, didn't have much, and then she would still send money to these cats. And this is throw the book at them. I don't care. This is just awful. The money lusting duo swindled victims with Gallagher's role primarily focusing on receiving the money, while Carter made sure the targets could not recover the funds. So they both had a role in it. Deborah Mae Carter, 65. Bilked senior citizens out of millions of dollars with this Ponzi scheme with William Neal Doc Gallagher. So maybe you know him. But ooh. Again, she, what's that?
Oh,
maybe you know them. That's what he looks like.
Looks like Don Shula.
And that's what she looks like.
Mm-mm, she doesn't look like Don Shula.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, look, this is a sad state of affairs that we're in when we get stuff like this. And people taking advantage of people that can't.
I just reacted. I saw the bike crash.
Oh,
oh my gosh, that had to hurt.
Lastly here, real quick, English woman 60 reveals why she suddenly now speaks with a Swedish accent. If you haven't heard this before.
Did she hit her head?
It's one of my favorite things. So they worried about her having a stroke or some sort of, and look, nobody wants to have a stroke, but the side effects from this are hilarious. Georgina Gailey, 60, noticed when she woke up one day, she had a Swedish accent. She was talking to her sister on FaceTime. It's called foreign accent syndrome. The mom of two from the UK said she had a heart attack a few months earlier. She felt like she was getting better, was very well spoken. And now I say yeah rather than yes.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
This foreign accent syndrome.
Yeah.
How do you pick up a particular accent?
I have no idea. That's why this is so amazing.
Like, what accent would I pick up?
Like, you could wake up with a Chinese accent.
Like, why would it be Chinese? Why? What makes my brain?
I don't know. But that's happened to people.
Because it's from your brain.
Yes.
What makes my brain think, what if I'm bad at impersonating people?
There was an Asian lady that woke up with a British accent. And I'm pretty sure there was a British lady that woke up with an Asian accent. You know, like, it's just... It's weird, but the Swedish thing is great. All the silent J's. What are you seeing, Joe?
Yeah, this is saying that although popular news articles commonly attempt to identify the closest regional accent, speakers with foreign accent syndrome acquire neither a specific accent nor any additional fluency in a foreign language. So they just kind of randomly just pick something up.
Your brain just randomly picks it up.
Yeah, like it's not like if we lived here, since we live next to Mexico, we would start speaking with like what a Mexican accent would. It could be anything that you've heard before. Yeah,
the brain is a scary thing.
That's wild, man.
Seriously. Yeah. The brain may be is the scariest part of your body because it controls everything. So I'm just, something happens to me and I randomly pick up an accent that in normal circumstances I can't impersonate.
Yeah, I had it happened to me. I picked up Italian. What's a good name?
Come on.
That's this your guy. World of stupid.
The one last thing on this. It says only in 12.5% of the cases did the patients have previous exposure to the accent.
That's crazy. I believe it because the brain
we played
is
the audio
a scary
of
freaking thing, man.
And by the way, don't forget next hour we are giving away Missy Elliott picky tickets.
I can't stand the rain. Joe LaCroix's encore at 9:45. Don't go anywhere for that. See what Joe thinks is worthy of replay. But on the other side, that the Orioles become better over the last week. Are you upset with any of the prospects that they gave up? We want to hear from you. Your chance to vent. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh! All right.